Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Topps Grocery Store in Buffalo, New York reopens today. It was the site where a gunman killed 10 people 2 months ago in an act of racism. The gunman now faces 27 counts, including federal hate crime charges. Before this mass shooting, Topps was a gathering place in this predominantly black neighborhood. The area is essentially a food desert with very few stores to choose from. And community members are now asking for substantial changes beyond the reopening of a place that is still the source of so much pain and trauma. Joining us now is Jillian Hainsworth, Buffalo's first poet laureate. She has written a poem about the resilience of the community, which now stands as a memorial that greets patrons as they enter the Topps store. Jillian, welcome to Here and Now.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Topps, as I mentioned, is more than just a supermarket. It's a gathering place. You know it well as someone who grew up in East Buffalo. And we've been talking so much about the store's closure essentially turning East Buffalo into a food desert. How have you and other residents been managing during this time?
Yeah, so we have really relied on each other. A lot of our local organizations have really stepped up and taken on the responsibility of making sure that the people can eat. There's also been a shuttle bus that will take people from the community into different communities to go to grocery stores. But it is important to point out that this is one grocery store in one black community in an entire city. 85% of the black population in Buffalo live on the east side of Buffalo. So most black people in Buffalo are navigating food deserts. And these food deserts existed before May 14th. And then some of them still exist now, even with Topps being reopened.
Yes, the disparities in East Buffalo have been well documented. We were just reading research from Professor Henry Louis Taylor at the University of Buffalo, who studied the disparities in the city and found that black people in East Buffalo specifically have fallen significantly behind white residents in just about every socioeconomic category. What do you want political leaders, like perhaps the city's mayor, to focus their attention on now?
We really need people on the east side, black and brown people, to be able to own something, you know? In order for the east side to feel like our community, in order for Buffalo to feel like our home, we need some ownership. So we really need to focus on that. That will lead to being able to open up more stores, more grocery stores, co-ops, things like that.
You were at a ceremony yesterday at Topps Grocery Store. The owner, John Persons, has said that the store is now emptied out and it now has a different feel and look. That won't solve all of those systemic issues that you're talking about, but his aspiration is to make Topps, for the moment, as this only place that people can go to shop, a place that residents of East Buffalo will feel good about. You were there yesterday. How did it feel?
So first off, it was beautiful inside Topps. If you look at the outside of Topps, there are all of these symbols, and people are probably like, what does this mean? And they are like African symbols for like saying goodbye and transitioning. And it's just very appropriate for our community and the way we acknowledge and celebrate our culture and our history. But it also felt heavy. Mm. It felt heavy because it's like, it's nice in here and everything's new and everything is shiny, but we know what happened and we know what it took for it to look this way.
You wrote a poem about this massacre, about this moment in East Buffalo's history. It's now a memorial in the form of a plaque that now resides inside of Topps store. It greets folks as they enter. Can you read it for us?
Yes, absolutely. Let the hopeful healing waters flow. Ushering in a rebirth of our sense of self, let the flowing waters remind us of time, current yet fleeting like life itself, large yet within reach just as the ancestors. Let the hopeful healing waters flow, cleansing all pain and fear, all hurt and regret. Let the water heal our people, reminding us that even our small marks on this huge world are necessary. Let the hopeful healing waters flow. Let the water tell stories of those that came before us, those who fought and believed for us, those with the strength and power of a high tide, those with the meekness of a still pond. Let the beauty of the unknown offer comfort and hope, for within water, there will always be life. Mm.
Jillian, what do you want residents to take away when they walk in the store and they read your poem?
I want them to feel a sense of healing. I wrote this poem at Broderick Park. And for people who may not know the significance of Broderick Park, it's at the foot of Ferry in Buffalo. And it was the last stop before Black people would jump into the river to try to swim over to Canada. So when I was writing this, I was kind of thinking about all of that and thinking about how much life is actually in water and how water has been such a significant symbol of transition for Black and brown people. So I want people to feel healing. I want people to feel like it's okay to say goodbye. It's okay to allow this transition to happen. So I just want people to be able to look at it and kind of breathe a little bit. I feel like as a community, we need time to just breathe, you know?
Jillian Hainsworth is Buffalo's first poet laureate and a social justice activist working for the organization Open Buffalo, talking with us about the reopening of Tops Friendly Market in East Buffalo. Jillian, thank you so much.
Thank you.